Well, joining us live in the studio right now is a familiar voice to many of you if you listen to this radio station. That, of course, is Tyler Howell. Tyler has become a very active volunteer here at the station, and he hosts, well, a variety of shows. He's done women in music, he's done jazz, he's done folk, he's one of those guys that kind of has a feel for all the various genres.
Where
he has no life and trying to find things
that,
to keep
there's
busy.
That too.
That's an option.
For some of us, you know, though, I would never feel comfortable, for instance, hosting a women in music show.
I would say there's a whole bunch of genres that I wouldn't know
that
anything
I wouldn't,
about.
Yeah,
not
particularly you.
I know nothing about women, but I know a lot about their music, so I'll just keep it at that.
And he's joined as part of his duo tonight with Russ Vitton, of course, well-known musician from Cook County, and is wearing his WTIP cap, which is a good move, Russ. Thank
Yay.
You very much for
Give
doing that.
Tyler.
That's great.
I wanted him to take the shine off, actually. You guys have to suffer here, but there's a little glare that comes from that corner over there. So thank you, Russ.
So now you've got, I did not know that this was a talent that you had.
Well, I have so many reasons. I've got my list here. It goes 24 pages, but I limited to one today.
Good, thank you.
And this is kind of important. I volunteered for this gig. I asked for you specifically because you got it coming, is what it amounts to.
Oh, really?
Actually, I sat right in this studio about 2 years ago, my first pledge drive.
Yes.
I was with Captain Matthew, and one of many musicians was coming through for the pledge drive, and I actually threatened a guitar bonfire in my backyard. There was so much good talent here. It was so intimidating. I had done stuff in the Twin Cities before. Being a small fish in a big pond is not a big thing, but a small fish in a small pond is kind of frightening and kind of scary. And after saying that, a number of musicians came up and said, stick with it, practice. I worked with a couple of your well-known talent here on a teacher-student basis. Mr. Cerniak.
Jeff Cerniak,
yes,
yeah.
And I'm working right now with Todd Miller.
Oh, yeah.
And they're very patient. And the big advice they said was, get out in public and make mistakes. You'll never make those again.
Oh, so hence the Roadhouse.
Great.
Well, I figured those two people won't mind so much.
Don't you have to admire his honesty, though, Bob?
I do.
Two people
I really
admire
do.
Too much.
The two fans we've got.
Yes. Well, you mentioned them earlier tonight.
Yeah.
So. Another thing is this particular guitar has been an old friend for about 35 years, but it's been nothing more than a wall hanging. And I met one of the volunteers here, Dave Seaton.
Mm-hmm.
He took it. He worked it. It plays better than I first got it here.
Wow.
I had seen his work before with Michael Monroe. We listened to his stuff, and I right here in the studio. I said, take my baby, do what you can, and it came out fabulous. So I am so inspired by the people I've met here. Lots of contractors for my home improvements, things of that sort. So I have many reasons to contribute here. I brought my checkbook.
Good.
This kind of stuff too is kind of payback.
So what are you going to do tonight?
I got
now, are these now, original?
I am a interpreter or a storyteller per se, and I'm kind of a one man crusade right now. I'm a little disappointed coming here to Cook County, and I'm upset with a lot of you here.
Really?
Because
be careful now.
There is no PDA going on around here.
Public display of affection?
There is very little to none. I am suffering from a shortage of hugs around here.
I didn't think you meant personal data assistant.
No, I've seen lots of those. Got a couple of those. But I am a certified hug therapist.
I see.
And I'm not getting my own. They're going to take my credentials away here. So I'm kind of in a position here to help you out.
Okay.
And I'd like to encourage you all to do what needs to be done.
So move that mic down to
mic
the, there
down
you go.
Here.
And we'll get that one across.
And when you're done, I'll bite and ask how you get to be a certified hug therapist.
How do you copy? All right. I want a hug. When we say hello, I want a hug. When it's time to go, I want a hug. I want you to know I'm awfully fond of you. I want a hug. I want to feel you squeezing. Want a hug. What a wonderful feeling. Want a hug. Certainly seems like the natural thing to do. Dan Morrow was a mighty friendly man. Big around as a bear. He hugged his friends and his friends hugged him anytime, anywhere. His patients would come for therapy to drive their blues away. And sooner or later they'd feel much better, and this is what they'd say. I want a hug. When we say hello, we want a hug. When it's time to go, want a hug. I want you to know I'm awfully fond of you. I want a hug. I want to feel you squeezing. Want a hug. What a wonderful feeling. Want a hug. Certainly seems like the natural thing to do. When the head of the hospital heard of this, he was quite annoyed. Hugging is sexual sublimation, according to Dr. Freud. You can beat him down, you can hide him away, you can keep him quiet on drugs. You can strap him and zap him with electroshock, but you can't give them a hug. I want a hug. When we say hello, want a hug. When it's time to go, want a hug. I want you to know I'm awfully fond of you. Want a hug. I want to feel you squeezing. Want a hug. What a wonderful feeling. Want a hug. Certainly seems like the natural thing to do. Dan, clean out your desk. Your actions are against the rules. Any deviation from standard medical practice could get us sued. But Dan didn't feel too bad about this. In fact, he was kind of proud. But he sure felt bad for the people who live where hugging ain't allowed. I want a hug. When we say hello, I want a hug. When it's time to go, I want a hug. I want you to know I'm awfully fond of you. I want a hug. I want to feel you squeezing. Want a hug. What a wonderful feeling. Want a hug. Certainly seems like a natural thing to do. I want a hug. When we say hello, I want a hug. When it's time to go, I want a hug. I want you to know I'm awfully fond of you. I want a hug. I want to feel you squeezing. Want a hug. What a wonderful feeling. Want a hug. Certainly seems like the natural thing to do.
So this is your public debut?
It's been around in small little spots here. And
we're
expecting,
honored.
Yeah, we are.
Hugging, going around. It's okay when you say hello. It's very healthy. It's a good thing for you. And you know, there have been a number of times when I look at people in the studio and I knew they could take it. They wanted it. But there was that thing about Cook County. You can always tell outgoing.
It's northeastern Minnesota. You know that.
Outgoing northeastern Minnesota person looks at your shoes when they talk to you.
That's right.
As opposed to their own.
So. Or did you hear about the Scandinavian guy who loved his wife so much he almost told her.
Almost told her. Absolutely. Yeah. So I am on a campaign here. If you ever need any practice, help me out here. I am the guy. I will give demonstrations so we can help couples work together. So
wonderful. Okay.
As a result of his singing.
Yes. Yeah. We'd like to thank new members, Todd and Trish Edlund from Elko. They have a cabin in Schroeder. They say, we love the variety. We love the station.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you so much, Todd and Trish. Thanks for joining the WTIP family.
Thank you.
We're here in the studio with Tyler Howell and Russ Vitton. And first of all, tell me, where'd that song come from?
Actually, I heard it on Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, no
kidding.
Your
good friend, as a matter of fact. And I checked all over it. And actually, one of our volunteers had pointed out that it's actually published in the book. So it's a true story. Guy was lost his job because he was hugging his patient.
Is that right?
And that could have happened here in Cook County from what I've seen. So straighten up, you folks. There are laws against that nowadays. You got to admit,
the hugging the patient thing that can probably, but you're right, you know, a hug from time to time is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
You bet.
Now, I got in trouble with something you did here, buddy.
I asked
young lady if she wanted to be my Baba Sheely, and she slapped me, so that was kind of dangerous. I'm a little worried here.
Is Baba Sheely something you could translate for us on the air or not?
He's the man. He came
that
up with
that came
it.
From, and you'd appreciate this, Anne, the Dictionary of American Regional English.
I would appreciate that.
And within the last year, I think, Tyler, it was put together, or a 12-year project to put together all sorts of words and phrases that are common to different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Baba Sheely is one that's kind of Cajun, kind of southeast, and it means, it can either be a noun or a verb, mm-hmm. and it means someone that's very close to.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a good friend, or it could be even a romantic partner.
Significant other.
And I was so thrilled. Oh, and it also can be a verb. So, for instance, Helen is my Baba Sheely.
Uh-huh.
Or it could be that Helen and I Baba Sheely down to Sven and Ole's for a pizza. So it can go either way.
Oh, really?
But I was thrilled because I can never, Helen and I are
Apostle Q's.
Yeah. My brother used to say before he married his now wife, she was his co-vivant. Well, that's just too pretentious.
Co-vivant. Yeah.
And partner is like
boyfriend,
you know, we're
is,
in business.
Is young. Lover
fiance
is graphic.
Is, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Baba Sheely, perfect.
Are you writing these down, Russ? We have to incorporate
I'm
this
sorry,
in
go
a
ahead,
song.
I'm just trying to get you to stop hugging me.
I did this down at North House last summer. Russ was the one that came and gave me a hug.
Oh,
so thank you, Russ.
I wonder why Russ was sitting so far away from you, Tyler.
Well, we've been practicing a lot here lately.
So the Radio Diva just came in and said, yes, we are over the $13,000 mark.
All right,
wonderful. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We are at $13,284.
Terrific.
Woohoo.
Terrific. We've got Tyler Howell and Russ Vitton in the studio doing some live music, and this is one of the things that we have really tried to do wanted always to have as much as we can live music on the Roadhouse on Friday nights. It's kind of become a signature for us. And it's the kind of a thing that you, meaning our listener, have said that you really appreciate. You enjoy particularly listening to local musicians. And how exciting is it to have kind of your debut.
Well, this
could be your first and last, baby.
I was going to say, this is a win-win situation here. $500 will get me to leave right now. Send it in, no problem. Or when you send in your pledge, you can put on the recommendations. Yes, stay on track with the burning of the guitars. You need to put those down. So
or
I will accept any suggestion
you
have.
Stay on track and keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, I'll take that one too.
Based on the first song, I would say you need to keep on going.
Absolutely. That was very fun.
However, the jury's still out, so what do you got next?
Well, this, I don't know if you remember or not. Some people try to block this out, but the winter of 2008-2009 was pretty treacherous. You were rough on the new kid around here. It was my first winter, long, cold, wet. I think the schools were closed like 8 to 10 times because of ice and snow.
Yep.
The roads were bad. It was tough here. I got away twice. As a matter of fact, I missed the pledge drive this time last year because I ran out of here screaming the 1st of March. I called an old girlfriend. I said, get us tickets someplace, any place, but get me out of here. And it was rough, and I was sitting around miserable when I got back, and I heard Marsha Hayek on the radio, and she said, why aren't you doing what you know you need to do? And that hit a nerve. That hit real good. So I talked to one of the volunteers right here in WTIP, also one of our underwriters, Greg Nichols, signed up with him. He's been my trainer for about almost 9 months now, and I'm feeling better. I have had such a wonderful winter here, shed a few pounds here,
good
too.
Good for you.
And I was going to say, you look awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it coming from a lady. Now, don't you say that. It's okay.
Count on it.
And I should mention that Marsha Hayek does a regular feature here on WTIP on the Saturday morning program called The Best of Ourselves.
That's right.
And I've been trying to find mine, and I have learned so much from the station here, and health food tips and places to go for a new person. It's tough finding where the action is, and the music, the theater, the activities.
But you know, that's true. That's something we didn't mention, Tyler. Thank you. I mean, we have both on the air and on our website, you know, the complete listing of local events and announcements, the music calendar. I mean, if you want to know what's going on, that's the place to go. And it's updated all the time. And it's a great resource.
I used to sit by the radio for PM and AM calendar with a pencil and paper and write down all the hot spots and things of that sort. Now, I don't have to bug Jenna or Mel or Roger by calling in and say, what was that number again? And where is that spot? Go right to the website, check it out, get it for myself.
If you haven't checked out the WTIP website, you really need to do it. Mary was talking about it last night, too. It is pretty special.
It really is. It's so awesome. Very thorough.
Yep.
And I asked a question, and Jenna took the time. Well, Tyler, let's go to your website. Look at this page. This is about your sixth time today, so back up here just a little bit. So
what are you going to do for us next?
All right. Another one now. As I said, I'm still working on this physique here, and I've got the body of a person that never been a cookie he didn't like. And so it's not something that I have any power over. This is an addiction, I want you to know. So this talks about chemical addiction here.
Do you want to move your
mic? May I have that, please? Thank you, ma'am. Little blues here. Chocolate on my fingers, icing on my lips, sugar diabetes, and blubber on my hips. I keep the nightlight burning, baby, so I can go downstairs and croon. I've got them Oyo cream sandwich, chocolate covered cream filled sugar blue. Cabinet. I hide them in the jar for emergencies, you know. I keep them in the glove box of my car, you know. I couldn't live without them. They keep me higher than on blue. I've got them Oyo cream sandwich, chocolate covered cream filled sugar blue. Better give them up quick. You'll be pushing up daisies, cause you're definitely sick. You know, I couldn't live without them, and I don't want to lose. I've got them Oyo cream sandwich, chocolate covered cookie. Oyo cream sandwich made by Nabisco, ain't no rookie. Them Oreo cream sandwich, next best thing to Whoopie Blue.
Oh, that was great. That was great. Tyler Howell and Russ Vitton with the Oreo
Cookie Blues.
That's it.
Tyler,
you know, it's
was
interesting
wonderful.
That you sung that tonight, because Ann and I were just talking about how sometimes it's just, it is, it's an addiction.
Sugar
cravings. I tell you.
And, you know, so many people, for so many reasons, have been so kind to bring food in all week long for the volunteers and the staff, and I'll thank you in just a little bit, but I tell you, if you're working here, if you're here regularly during this week, you're putting on pounds.
Oh,
my
scary.
Gosh, the sugar out there is just...
grazing has been awesome. As a matter of fact, I'm not even working today, and I came by and grazed for breakfast. They
Yeah.
Hey, let's
Deb always calls, says, lunch is on.
Yay.
That was wonderful, Tyler.
Say, on behalf of all the string instrument personnel out there, I couldn't find you a capon, so I've got... a Roadhouse capo here, the Golden Capo Award.
The Golden Capo.
This capo has been to Greece. It has been to the Caribbean.
No
Pacific
kidding.
Northwest. It's been to Europe. So on behalf of all string instrument owners out there.
Oh, my gosh. Our own capon.
Nice?
Capo.
I know that. I know that. But somehow,
wow.
Buck and I, and you can tell how limited our... Oh, it says Roadhouse 2010.
That's
limited
really
our music
sweet.
Knowledge as they... We
well,
asked
work on I, this one a while. I brought this one in for you to look at. This is an instrument accessory as well. So
really?
You look at that. You play with that for a while.
It looks like some sort of torture device.
It sure does.
Well, somehow we went from capo to capon.
I remember that. I was going, I don't think so.
That's a chicken, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Certainly my
we
pleasure.
Will, we will, we'll put it in our little locker over here, and every...
Play with it.
Roadhouse,
it
we'll have it right
case of
there.
Emergency.
Yeah. Right there.
Somebody
comes in, doesn't have their capo on with them.
I don't know if you noticed or not, but I was using the capo and Russ wasn't.
I noticed
so,
that.
So we know where the talent is around here.
That's right.
No capo, real
good
talent.
Job, you guys.
Have you got, and we're obviously having other guests and we've got business. Have you got one more to
one
do
more
before you go?
One more short one here. One more short one.
That'd be great.
Big family lately. Actually, my sister had trouble with me moving up here.
Oh?
Going someplace, leaving town, away from home, yada, yada, yada. And it wasn't until she came up to visit And she came to the studio, saw that there were real people here, met some of the folks.
As opposed to
I didn't come here during Roadhouse for a specific reason.
Yeah, very good reason.
But it's been a big family lately. I got two weddings going on this spring. And this particular song, speaking of family, was one that I did for my daughters when they were very young. It's kind of a spiritual lullaby.
Okay.
And it goes like this. Brown baby, as you grow up, I want you to drink from the plenty cup. I want you to stand up brave and proud. I want you to speak out clear and loud. Brown baby, as years go by, I want you to walk with your head held high. I want you to live by the justice code. I want you to walk down that freedom road. Brown baby. Now lie awake sweetly. Why awake here in my arms? While your daddy will always protect you and keep you safe from harm. Oh, you little brown baby. Brown baby, it makes me glad that you will have things I have never had. When out of men's hearts all hate is heard, you've got to live in a better world. Oh, you little brown baby. Now lie awake sweetly. Lie awake here in my arms while your daddy will always protect you and keep you safe from harm. Oh, you little brown bee.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. I have loved that song and played it, and they have stepped up. My oldest doctor is daughter is a doctor, surgeon, and the youngest daughter is an engineer. So it helped. I think that was part of their process.
That was that was beautiful.
Part of their process.
Very We've been beautiful. Listening to Tyler Howell and Russ Vitton. Thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
You.
It was
thank
just
you.
Great.
And don't get
just
up because you're part of this. Thank you.
Oh,
part of this pledge.
Okay.
We want to thank renewing member Max Linehan,
who's
also a wonderful fan, a wonderful volunteer here at WTIP. She says she's enjoying Tyler and the live music so much.
Oh, that's
great.
Thank
you, Max. So, appreciate it.
Thank you, Maxine,
well, thank
for everything you do.
Thank you both for coming in, Russ. Really appreciate it. Good
yes.
to see you. And Tyler,
thank
great
you, Tyler.
Job. I am not only honored by the capo, or capon, as the case might be, but to have your major debut on the Roadhouse. Significant. And Anne, of course, is our producer. She handles a website also. Can we make sure the music is on
of
for
course.
This next week? That'd
well,
be great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
it's been
you.
A pleasure. And,
it was very fun.
Had some of the jitters out, and I made the mistakes in public, so I don't have to make those anymore.
And well, good luck on the hug thing.
Thank you very much. I'm going to work on them tomorrow night.